A social realist and political thinker, John Steinbeck was drawn to the lives of the ordinary and downtrodden and to stories of social injustice. His first novel was published in 1929, but it was the slim 1937 novella of Mice and Men that brought him to the literary world's attention. 2 years later, with World War II fast approaching, Steinbeck's masterpiece, The Grapes of Wrath, was published. It tells the story of the Joads, a family of tenant farmers forced to leave their small holding in Oklahoma to seek an uncertain future in California. Considered as a great American novel, The Grapes of Wrath describes the poverty and desperation of the Great Depression that sent shockwaves through U.S. society. In addition to the economic crisis, during the second half of the 1930s, a period of terrible dust storms known as the Dust Bowl swept across the American prairies, leaving crops dying and communities destitute. Like many other Okies, refugee farmers and workers from Oklahoma, the Joads are forced to load up their few possessions and get on the road to seek work.
But if we go, where'll we go? How we'll go? We got no money. We're sorry, said the owner men. The bank, the 50,000-acre owner, can't be responsible. You're on land that isn't yours.
Tom Joad, the protagonist of The Grapes of Wrath, is first encountered returning home after his release from prison. Hitching a ride in a truck, he looks out at the ruined crops and dust bowl landscape and can feel the driver assessing him.
I'll tell you anything. Name's Joad. Tom Joad. Old man is old Tom Joad. His eyes rested broodingly on the driver. Don't get sore. I didn't mean nothing. I don't mean nothing neither, said Joad. I'm just trying to get along without shoving nobody around. He stopped and looked out at the dry fields and the starved tree clumps standing uneasily in the heated distance.
The title of Steinbeck's masterpiece is taken from a famous hymn by Julia Ward Howe, a social activist and advocate of evolutionism. The novel alternates between the story of the Joad family's exodus and Steinbeck's poetic, political, angry commentary about the rapid changes in society as industrialization takes hold.
And all the time, the farms grew larger and the owners fewer. And there were pitifully few farmers on the land anymore. And the imported serfs were beaten and frightened and starved until someone went home again. And some grew fierce and were killed or driven from the country. And the farms grew larger and the owners fewer.
The Joad story is one of tragedy, but also one of hope. The Grapes of Wrath was a big success, selling 10,000 copies a week at its peak. Not everybody was impressed, though. The Associated Farmers of California called the book communist propaganda, and it was burned and banned from many libraries. Yet the central message of the novel is one of redemption and endurance of the human spirit, family, and community, even in the most extreme conditions.
Tom laughed uneasily. Well, maybe like Casey says, a fellow ain't got a soul of his own. But only a piece of a big one. And then... Then what, Tom? Then it don't matter. Then I'll be around in the dark. I'll be everywhere, wherever you look. Wherever there's a fight, so hungry people can eat, I'll be there.
Steinbeck produced more than 30 works during his illustrious career, many adapted for stage and screen. John Ford directed the classic Hollywood movie version of The Grapes of Wrath in 1940, starring Henry Fonda as Tom Joad. In 1962, Steinbeck was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. Bruce Springsteen recorded a tribute album, The Ghost of Tom Joad, in 1995.